Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Let's praise Him every Sunday morning at 5 with Ayanda Nenemba for prayer, intercession, testimonies, worship, and the Word. Let's praise Him with Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova, unguThixo woThixo, imbangi nomphelelisi wokholo lwethu ekuseni sisondela phambi kwamehlo akho, mzali wethu sisithi sizobulela Thixo lunge kakhulu ukuthi usinqobele ukufa ekuseni sizobulela mzali ongadinwayo sithi ukuthi Thixo wethu usenzele izimanga ngezimanga ekuseni Thixo wethu olungileyo sondela phambi kwethrone yakho yobabalo sizoziyaleza namhlanje sisithi asiyonto yalutho Thixo wethu size sizolanda inceba nezibele zakho siyakudumisa ke Thixo ekuseni siyakuvuma ukuba wena unguYehova lithi lizwi lakho Thixo wethu olungileyo satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love so that we may sing for joy to the end of our lives give us gladness in proportion to our former misery replace the evil years with good this morning. Let your servants see you work again in Jesus' mighty name. And may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. We thank you, Nkosi Emakhosi, that this morning, Lord God, as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ in our lives, we are also reminded, Thixo lunge kakhulu, ukuthi you are an intentional God. We thank you, King of Glory, that you are not just intentional, but unenjongo. You know the plans that you have for us. And so we give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let all Israel repeat this morning, his faithful love endures forever. Let Aaron's descendants, the priests, repeat this morning, his faithful love endures forever. Let all who fear the Lord this morning repeat, his faithful love endures forever. In our distress, we prayed to the Lord. And the Lord answered us and set our feet on solid ground and set us free. The Lord is on our side. We shall not fear. This morning we thank you that the Lord is our strength and our song. He has given us the victory. Songs of joy and victory are sung in the camp of the godly. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things. Siyakudumisa Thixo ekuseni. Siyakuvuma ukuba wena unguYehova. Revelations chapter 12, verse 10, all the way to verse 12. And then I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, "It has come at last, hallelujah, salvation and power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to the earth, the one who accuses them before God, before our God day and night. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. They did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, this morning. And you who live in the heavens, rejoice this morning. But terror will come to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you in great anger, knowing that his time, that he has little time." Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova. Then the angel showed me Yeshua, the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. The accuser, Satan, was there at the angel's right hand, making accusations against Yeshua. And the Lord said to Satan, I, the Lord, reject your accusations. Hallelujah. I, the Lord, reject your accusations, Satan. Yes, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebukes you. This man is like a burning stick that has been snatched from the fire. Yeshua's clothing was filthy as he stood there before the angel. So the angel said to the others standing there, take off his filthy clothes. And turning to Yeshua, he said, see, I have taken your sins away. Hallelujah. And now I am giving you these fine new clothes. Then I said they should also place a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean priestly turban on his head and dressed him in new white in clothes while the angel of the Lord stood by. Then the angel of the Lord spoke very solemnly to Yeshua and said, this is what the Lord of heaven's armies says. If you follow my ways and carefully serve me, then you will be given authority over my temple and its courtyard, and I will let you walk amongst these standing here. Listen to me, Yeshua the high priest and all you other priests. You are symbols of, my God, you are symbols of things to come. Soon I am going to bring my servant the branch. Now look at the jewel I have set before Yeshua, a single stone with seven facets. I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord of heaven's armies, and I will remove the sins of this land in a single day. And on the day, says the Lord of heaven's armies, each of you will invite your neighbor to sit with you peacefully under his own grapevine and fig tree. This is the word of the Lord. Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova.
Where's your sting? 'Cause I'm really trying to find out. Like death, are you gonna answer me? 'Cause I need to know before time's out, where's your sting? I mean, your statistics are impressive. What is it? 10 out of 10 people die? Friends after friends really cry, and you've been enjoying every moment of this, and it's been tearing me up inside, but I need to know, where's your sting? If you haven't gotten the drift, I'm asking a rhetorical question. Because the moral of the lesson is more or less stressing the fact that your statistics aren't as good as we thought. No, wait, you aren't undefeated. The Son, Jesus, raised up, bleeding, laying his life down so that every son pleading can receive the very gift that we have much needed. Salvation. See, death, you weren't just hurting us through the physical. But because of sin, you've entered into the spiritual, and now all of us are at enmity with God. But right there, that's what makes Jesus so beautiful. He's our substitute, our mediator, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, died the death we were supposed to die, and rose from the grave so that every little boy and girl could put their trust in him. See, there's no debt to death, so I don't owe a debt to death. Makes sense why I'm deaf to death, because Jesus gave death to death and death. Where is your sting?
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Wazowalunga Jehovah ekseni, John chapter 20 verse 11. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him. At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize realized that it was Jesus. Hallelujah. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Church, why are you crying this morning? Who is it, church, that you are looking for?" Hallelujah. Thinking he was the God. And she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned around towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Oh my God, this morning, won't you realize, Lord God, and release, take away to the teachers of the word, the Rabbonis, mighty God, that are going to change the story of the church, that are going to change the story of Mary, who is sitting at the tombs, take away to of those who have died, crying for a life that has gone past. Won't you raise up teachers this morning that are coming, Lord God, in the rector that is was written of them. Won't you raise up teachers this morning as you arise, that are going to correctly divide your word, that are going to teach, mighty God, that souls may be transformed into the likeness of Christ, and that we will populate the kingdom of God and depopulate hell this morning. Won't you raise up teachers that are going to speak tenderly to Jerusalem, to declare that the years of her warfare are over, to declare words of comfort to the crying church this morning. Oh, verse 17, Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord, glory be to Jesus." And she told him that he had said these things to her. Hallelujah, glory be to Jesus. "I have seen the Lord." Father, we want to praise you this morning that you have seen the tears, mighty God, of the crying church. You have seen the tears, mighty God, of the wailing church this morning. You have heard the cry of the Mary, mighty God, who is standing by the tomb, waiting, Lord God, for the Master to reappear. You have heard the cries of the wailing church. This morning, we want to bless you. Tikowe tolungileyo, ngobu tembege kakhulu ekuseni. Sithi siyakudumisa, Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba nguYehova. In the words of Job this morning, "I know that you can do all things, O God. No purpose of yours can be thwarted." Glory be to Jesus. "You asked, who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things that I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. You said, listen now and I will speak. I will question you and you shall answer me. My ears had heard of you." Oh, Father God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, oh, to Mary, going to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." When we are reminded of your resurrection, the breath of life that flows through your nostrils, it causes the scales of our feet to fall off this morning, of our eyes to fall off, that we may truly see the Lord. Oh, to your exceni, "My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust."
Feel
the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Lizali sitinga lakho, thixo nkosi yenyaniso ekuseni, zonke intlanga zonke izizwe. Nkosi amakhosi mazizuze usindiso, amadolo kweli lizwe makagobe phambi kwakho.
zide zithi zonke ilwimi ziluxele udumo lwakho yala nkosi singadeli imfundiso zezwi lakho uze usivuselele sive inyaniso yakho ekuseni. Revelations chapter 12 verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God. Oh my Father, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of the Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb, glory be to Jesus, and by the word of their testimony. Father, we want to thank you this morning, Tikowetu, as we are reminded, mighty God, of your death on the cross of Calvary, that it was not just any other death, mighty God. We have seen many people that have died. Tikowetu, we have experienced the finality of the tomb, and yet when Jesus Christ gave up his life, even the tomb could not carry him, my Father, because of your mighty power to save this morning. Lord, you caused his blood to not flow in vain, mighty God. You caused his life to not be given in vain. Instead, you caused him to be resurrected so that in his resurrection, mighty God, shall be the resurrection of many who shall believe. Little Zwilako, who has believed our message and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed. This morning we want to thank you, Tikowe Tolungileo, that you give him a portion amongst the great. You cause Jesus Christ to divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors before he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. That we double ukuze wethu thina sikhangelana nobuso bakho, sidibane nawe, sibonane nawe, sazane nawe. And now salvation has come, the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of the Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. We have triumphed by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and we do not live our lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore we rejoice this morning together with the heavens. We dwell in the heavens, but woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. Lizali sitting alako tiko Nkosi enyani so.
Jesus the praises.
Kunamazwi abhalwa umprofethi uIsaiah uchapter 62 verse 6 and 7 uthi ngimisile abalindi phekwe ngange zakho Jerusalem bangathuli nakanye imini nobusuku babe ngabakhumbuzi ngoJehova haleluya angaze alakhe iJerusalem libe indumise emhlabeni bayethe uNkulunkulu wasezulwini bayethe wena ngwele kunabo bonke bayethe uNkulunkulu omuhle kakhulu wena wedwa inkosi ehlele sihlalweni sobukhosi wena wedwa uNkulunkulu ongwele awusekelile umhlaba ngezakho izandla wamakho umuntu ngezakho izandla nasekuseni thwala lensindiso yethu unamandla amakhulu uvulile ulwandla libavu bawela abantwana bakwa-Israyeli uvuse abafileyo namhlanje baba siyathandaza egameni likaJesu siyakunxusa nkosi ukuba usivusele abantu benhliziyo yakho abantu abangezukulala ubusuku nemini abazoqapha ibandla lakho abazothela konke baba wethona amandla ngoba sesibonile ebandleni kuningi kungenile isiyaluyalu nesiphithiphithi nabangakholwa abasakwazi ukusihlukanisa nabo bacabanga ukuthi sesifana nabo sishode ngabalindi inkosi abazoma esikhaleni ukuthi isela lingangeni ukuthi mazibandla lakho sivusele baba ubaqoqile indaweni zonke wabalethana kule ndawo ukuba kuzolayitha umlilo naseyibilini zabo uma bephuma nakule ndawo bayohlala kuwe uNkulunkulu wethu namandla wonke babenamehlo okubheka kade babona impizise kude bame uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele baphakamisa izandla bengakhathali uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele ukuzisela lingangeni ebandleni lakho Nkosi kuningi the list is endless esibonisa thalingene sibengene ebandleni namhlanje sinabantu abangazazi nobulili babo noma bangabesilisa noma bangabesifazane sishode ngabantu Nkosi abazoma esikhaleni namhlanje ibandla lakho liyahlukana uthando lwehlile sisode ngamasosha azoma emngceleni alilithi ibandla lakho ngesineke enkulunkulu sivusele bona siyancenga Nkosi sivusele sivusele abazolinda njengeintombi ezilishumi lezezisihlanu ezinayimafutha agcwele balinde ngesineke bengakhathali baba wethu namandla nabantwana bethu bayekile ukukhonza namhlanje ngoba bebengekho abalindi abazolinda uNkulunkulu wethu balindi ibandla lakho siyathandaza layithelo yamlilo ulayithelo yamlilo ey'nhlangothini zonke baba wethu namandla ivuthi indaba yakho abantu abazoma ngesibindi nalokho Nkosi obayaleze khona ngebandla lakho bayidlulisa imeseji njengoba injalo ifinyelele kithi ngoba leli bandla Nkosi uthenge elinye ilanga uzolilanda ulidinga lingenasihla lingenambimbi uNkulunkulu wethu namandla onke egameni likaJesu sidinga laba bantu Baba wethu namandla abazodela bonke babheke kuwe ngesineke uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele balinde njengamakherubhi athophala kahle ayehla yenyuka phakwesihlalo sikashimakade athi ungcwele ohleli kuso baba wethu ongcwele sivusele labo bantu nanamhlanje egameni likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Thank you, Jesus.
657 AM. Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
South Africa, your door is open. Genadi. Na se makusinia kengendu miso yibani nokubulela kuye Jesus ni tu misei kama lake.
Ezekiel chapter 1 this morning, Bazalwane, verse 3. The Lord gave this message to Ezekiel, son of Buzi, a priest beside the Kibar River in the land of the Babylonians, and he felt the hand of the Lord take a hold of him. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I just want to invite each and every one of us this morning that are joining together in fellowship with our Lord and Savior, with the Lord, our God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. As we are joined together in this fellowship, in the unity of the Spirit of the living God, let us just take a moment, each and every one of us, Mazalwane, and to invite the hand of the Lord to rest upon, oh my God, to rest upon us this morning, the hand of the Lord, so that he may begin to speak destiny into your life, so that this time around the commemoration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ will not leave you the same again. It is all well and good for us to gather together and be celebrating in a crowd, but yabona bazalwane, inguquko ithatha a personal experience with God. Inguquko, it takes a personal experience with God. So as we read scripture this morning, we want to ask you, Spirit of the living God, the one who knows no boundaries this morning, the one who is able to touch the believers in prayer, to touch Peter in the prison, to touch Rhoda, to open up the eyes, to release the angel all at the same time. Oh my God, this morning, won't you enter into the hearts of men? Won't you be the light this morning in our hearts? Won't you cause our eyes to open and see Christ, to see the throne of God this morning, the radiance of the throne of God? Won't you cause us this morning, Tikobetolungileyo, to experience the right hand, oh, of God over us? Oh, Basalwane, this morning. Oh, Basalwane, this morning. Oh, hallelujah.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Verse 4, Bazalwane, hallelujah. As I looked, I saw a great storm coming from the north. Glory be to Jesus. Driving before it a huge cloud that flashed with lightning and shone with a brilliant light. There was fire inside the cloud, and in the middle of the fire glowed something like a gleaming amber. From the center of the cloud came four living beings that looked like a human, except that each had four faces, oh, and four wings. Their legs were straight and their feet had hooves like those of a calf and shone like burnished bronze. Under each of their four wings, I could see human hands. So each of the four beings had human hands, had four faces, had human. So each of the four beings had four faces and four wings. The wings of each of the living beings touched the wings of the beings beside it. Oh my God! The wings of each of the living being touched the wings of the beings beside it. Each one moved straight forward in any direction without turning around. Hallelujah! Each of them, the servants of the Lord that were sent to scout the earth, they went in a particular direction without turning around. Little swiligatiko, babenga ngunga ngungi, ngoba babe hamba neli swiligatiko, betu nyi weshabatini. Little swiligatiko, the accuser of the brethren Barcelona has been sent to the earth, and so tina bandu batembele kuthixo kumele sihlale enkosini siliphathi lizwi lakhe ngesizotha sihambe ngendlela esiyibekelweyo singanqunganqunki sifane nomfazi kaLothi lithi lizwi likaThixo wajika wajonga emva ejonga iSodom neGomorrah wajika in that instance and she became a pillar of salt. Hi, this morning singanqunganqunki Singanqunganqunki, hallelujah. Each had a human face, and in the front, the face of a lion. Oh, Kadla Basha. Oh my God, this morning, the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left side, and the face of an eagle at the back. Each had two pairs outstretched wings, one pair stretched out to touch the wings of the living beings on other side of it, and the other pair covered its bodies. They went in whatever direction the spirit chose. They moved straight forward in any direction. My God, oh hallelujah, kangebas tume basalane. They did not walk according to their own precepts, but they moved according to the unction of the spirit. In whatever direction the spirit sent them, they moved, and they moved straight forward in any direction without turning around. The living beings looked like bright coals of fire or brilliant torches, and lighting seemed to flash back and forth amongst them. Hey, and the living beings darted to and fro like flashes of lightning. Here, Barcelona, let me remind you, literally, swilikatiko, in the Garden of Eden, in that sacred place where Adam and Eve were not supposed to eat, when they were sent out of the garden, the Bible tells us that God placed a cherubim to guard the sacred garden of the Lord. And in the sacred place of the Most High, he placed two flaming swords This morning, I want to believe with all my heart that those who will entrust themselves and commit themselves to holiness, there are flaming swords that are flashing in that place where you are at. Because as of today, giving your life to the Lord, you have become the holy crown of the Lord. You have become the holy dwelling place of the Lord. So that when the Lord is looking for someone to send to the nations this morning, somebody who will be able to recognize this great storm that is coming from the north, that is driving before it a huge cloud. Oh my God, this morning there is a storm, Masalwane. There is a storm this morning. It is coming from the north. Uthikubiza bazohlala balinde in his presence this morning. If uthini kuEzekiel, who is son of man, go to the house of Israel, speak my words to them, for you are not being sent to a people of unintelligible speech or difficult language, but to the house of Israel, not to many peoples of unintelligent speech or difficult language. Hey, my God, but I have sent you to them who should listen to you and pay attention to my message. Yet the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you and obey you, since they are not willing to listen to me and to obey me, for the entire house of Israel is stubborn and obstinate. Behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces, and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. I have made your forehead like emery diamond, harder than flint. Do not be afraid of them or be dismayed before them, though they are a rebellious nation. Hallelujah. Then the Spirit of the Lord lifted me up, and I heard a great rushing sound beside me. Blessed be the glory of the Lord in his place above the expanse. And then I heard the sound, oh my God, of the wings of the living beings as they touch one another. Ah, and the sound of the wheels beside them, a great rushing wind. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away and went embittered in the rage of my spirit. And the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to the exiles who lived beside the river Chebar at Tel Abib. I sat there for 7 days in the place where they were living, overwhelmed with astonishment by my vision. The hand of the Lord was there, and he said, arise and go out to the plain, and I will speak to you. Glory be to Jesus. Uthixo abazalwane kuEzekiel chapter 3, verse 1. Son of man, eat what I am giving to you. Eat the scroll, and then go and give its message to the people of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he fed me the scroll. Fill up your stomach with this. And when I ate it, it tasted as sweet as honey in the mouth. Son of man, go to the people of Israel and give them my message. Ekseni thixo wethu sicela nje uthandaza msali wethu sikucele khawuvusa abalindi thixo wethu abazawulinda nkosi yamakhosi lithi lizwi lakho nkosi yamakhosi. When you raise watchmen, it is because the watchmen are supposed to see impi isekude msali wethu. Bathethe nabantu bakho, bathethe nelifa lakho, bathethe nomtshakazi wakho, bathethe kuvakale ukuba izulu lithethile. Thixo, khawuvusa abalindi ekuseni. Sivusela abalindi ekuseni, sivusela abalindi ekuseni. Thixo Nkosi yenyaniso, lize liyisidinga lakho ekuseni mzali wethu, in Jesus mighty name. Oh my
God. The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app. which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.